Hey there, welcome to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Rob Moore's Start Now, Get Perfect Later. Sophie, you and I both have a bad habit of waiting until everything feels just right before we begin. What did this book do to you?
Oh, it called me out in the first chapter. Moore's whole point is that the desire for perfection is actually a sophisticated form of procrastination. We think we're being diligent, but really we're just hiding from the fear of putting something imperfect out there.
Right? And he says waiting for the perfect moment is really waiting for permission, and no one's coming to give it to you. That hit hard.
Exactly. The book argues that we're trained from school to get things right the first time. But in real life, the person who starts imperfectly and adjusts along the way will always outperform the person who waits until everything's perfect and never starts at all.
There's this idea that really stuck with me. The gap between planning and doing is where most ambitions die. I've definitely had projects that I planned to death and then just never did.
Same.
Moore dismantles the myth of the perfect plan. He says plans are just guesses about the future dressed up in spreadsheets. The moment you start executing, reality reveals that many of your assumptions were wrong. And that's not a failure. It's the nature of reality.
So the only way to discover what actually works is to put something into the world and see what happens. The feedback you get from real action is infinitely more valuable than the feedback you get from thinking about action.
Right.
He calls this the feedback loop. When you start something flawed, you immediately generate information. People react, problems emerge, opportunities appear. That information is gold. It tells you what to adjust. The person who starts quickly enters this loop early and cycles through it rapidly.
And the person who waits stays stuck in the planning loop, which generates no real information at all. Over time, the gap becomes a chasm. Honestly, I'm thinking of a side project I've been tinkering with for months. I need to just launch a rough version.
Do it. And this is where the book reframes failure in a really liberating way. Moore sees failure as data. A failed attempt is not a verdict on your worth. It's simply information about what didn't work. The goal is not to avoid failure, but to fail faster, when the stakes are low.
That's the scientific method applied to life. A small failure today is an investment in avoiding a large failure tomorrow. But the perfectionism trap is so sneaky because it masquerades as a virtue. People who refuse to start until everything's perfect see themselves as having high standards.
And Moore calls that self-deception. True high standards are demonstrated by producing work that improves over time, not by never producing work at all. The first version of anything is going to be rough. The people who achieve excellence are the ones willing to produce something imperfect and then relentlessly improve it.
That's the principle of iteration. Perfection isn't a starting point. It's a destination you approach through repeated cycles of action, feedback, and adjustment. But you can't iterate on something that doesn't exist yet. The first version isn't meant to be good. It's meant to be done.
And once it exists, you have something to work with. You can polish a draft, but you can't polish a blank page. That's why Moore gives practical strategies like time boxing, set a strict deadline for the first version. 1 hour to write the first draft, 1 week to launch the first product. The constraint forces you to prioritize.
Another one I liked is the minimum viable action. Instead of asking what the perfect version looks like, ask what the smallest possible step is that moves you forward. Write one paragraph, make one phone call, send one email. Once you take that step, momentum builds.
Action generates energy. It's much easier to take the second step than the first. Moore also addresses the role of fear. The desire for perfection is often a cover for fear of judgment. We're afraid that if we put imperfect work out there, people will see we're not as good as we pretend to be.
But the solution isn't to eliminate fear, it's to act despite it. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's the willingness to move forward while feeling it. And the more you act despite fear, the more evidence you build that you can handle whatever comes.
There's also a great point about identity. Many people tie their self-worth to the quality of their work. If the work is imperfect, they feel imperfect. Moore says you have to decouple your identity from your output. Your work is something you produce. It's not who you are.
That separation gives you freedom to take risks. And here's a counterintuitive one. Moore argues that perfectionism is actually a form of laziness, because perfecting something that already exists is easier than creating something from nothing. Editing is easier than writing. Polishing is easier than building.
That's a harsh but compelling point. The perfectionist who endlessly refines a plan is avoiding the hard work of creation. True productivity is not about making things perfect, it's about making things exist. And once they exist, you can improve them.
He also talks about the social dimension. We compare our messy, unfinished work to the polished, finished work of others and conclude we're falling short. But everyone's process is messy. The people who succeed are the ones willing to show up and do the work anyway.
Right.
And one of the most actionable ideas is the completion bias. Most people get a dopamine hit from starting new projects, the excitement of possibility. But what produces results is finishing. Moore suggests training yourself to derive satisfaction from completion rather than initiation.
A collection of finished, imperfect projects is infinitely more valuable than a collection of perfect, unfinished ones. And the book has this great metaphor of an imperfect bridge. Imagine you need to cross a chasm. You can spend years designing the perfect bridge, or you can build a rough one that gets you across now.
The imperfect bridge gets you to the other side. The perfect bridge keeps you stuck forever. That's the choice we face every day. And the book ends with a call to action that's both urgent and compassionate. Moore acknowledges starting imperfectly is hard. It requires vulnerability and courage. But the alternative is a life of unrealized potential.
So the one thing I'm taking away is this. The work will never be perfect, the timing will never be right, but I can start anyway. I can start now and figure out the rest along the way.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper on this or any other book, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. It's got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, all for $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Start now. Get perfect later. That's the whole book in a nutshell.
We'll see you in the next one.